report. Now, joining me now to talk more about this tragic event and also what it kind of signifies about U.S. policy towards Iran is Cyrus Safdari, independent analyst and blogger with IranAffairs.com. Now, Mr. Safdari, as Jihan just pointed out, this happened at a time when the U.S. was backing Iraq in a war against Iran, a country that many said, you know, it was in an undeclared war against. Is this kind of an incident or an example of hypocrisy?
Well, it's one of the examples of many hypocrisies that have been going on, not just back then, but continue to this day. At the time, the United States was backing Saddam's use of chemical weapons against Iran as well.
Now, let's switch over to sanctions, because this week we saw President Barack Obama sign into law the toughest sanctions against Iran, telling them they need to be an international player. They're not playing by the international rules. Now, when we look back at this incident of the Airbus, is this a double standard here?
Well, of course. I mean, his statements that Iran needs to play by the international rules, he doesn't specify what rules, because Iran is not in violation of any rules. Iran has the perfect right to enrich for uranium in accordance with the terms of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And in fact, Iran's nuclear program started with the assistance of the United States. It's not an illegal or violative program.
And when you look back at the Airbus incident that occurred 22 years ago, do you think that there's still kind of the same attitude towards Iran? How has it evolved or changed?
Well, we still have this paternalistic attitude, but what's important is to realize that the Iranians are not silly or stupid. They're quite aware of the history of their country with respect to the United States. And so when the United States presumes to lecture Iran and Iranians about human rights, the Iranians naturally wonder, where is this coming from? Where was this concern about human rights when, for example, the United States was backing Saddam, or when they shot down the Iran Air 655, or all the other events that have happened between the two countries?
So there's awareness among Iranians, but what about among Americans? You know, I'll make a bet with you that this weekend we don't see this, you know, anniversary make newscasts. I mean, I don't think that most Americans even know that this happened. How do you think that Iran is portrayed in the media here?
Well, having lived in the United States both before and after the revolution, I can assure you that most Americans can barely find Iran on the map.
What do you think about, you know, this specific incident, the anniversary from 22 years ago? I mean, is this something that still has relevance that people need to know about today?
People here have probably absolutely no idea that it ever even occurred.
And why is it important for them to know, or is it not? Is it irrelevant now?
Well, it's important to understand the context between the history of the two countries. Every day here, we are bombarded by the latest Iran news. However, this news is never placed in any kind of context which would allow it to be understood. Instead, it's constant fear-mongering and scaremongering. And as a result, the Americans may know what's happened 20 minutes ago, but they don't remember what happened 2 years ago.
How does this differ from the way that Iran is covered in other countries, or the way that Iran's policies are perceived internationally, maybe outside of the United States? Is it a different take?
I think, unfortunately, the United States, its media and the Western media in general are so dominant in the world that it's very hard to get an independent voice out there. This is changing, however, and especially with the internet, and especially with the rise of media organizations in other countries. So I'm thinking positively about this. I think this is going to change eventually.
Well, you mentioned that, that some of the incidents that I brought up were just, you know, a few of the examples of many hypocrisies over the year. What are some of those that people may not know about or may not be aware about that you believe have been brushed under the rug but that are nonetheless very important?
Well, I mean, we can go back quite a ways to 1953, when the United States overthrew a democratic government in Iran and reinstalled basically a tyrant who had been kicked out of the country by the people. During the war with Saddam Hussein, the United States was backing Saddam, had provided Saddam with chemical weapons components and targeting intelligence. Anyone who goes on the internet right now can see videos of Donald Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of State, shaking hands with Saddam Hussein at a time when Saddam Hussein was gassing the Kurds, and the United States attempted to shift blame for that onto the Iranians. We can come forward now and talk about their nuclear program, which, as I said, started with the assistance of the United States. States, and suddenly now the United States is telling Iran that it has to give up its rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, rights that it was that it enjoys as a sovereign state. However, the United States is closely allied with countries which do have nuclear weapons and have refused to sign the same treaty.
Now, I'm guessing you're talking about Israel there, as far as countries that are believed to have nuclear weapons that are not signed on, whereas Iran is, and there's no proof that they have nuclear weapons.
Well, not exclusively.
Okay.
Not exclusively Israel. I mean, Pakistan, we know they have nuclear weapons. India, the United States carved out an exception on its own to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which would allow it to cooperate in nuclear fields with India, even though this is a blatant violation of the NPT.
So why, in your view,
nobody in Iran can be fooled by this?
Why, in your view, then, is Iran targeted?
Well, there are a number of reasons why. Basically, what we have here is a third world country that dared to rise up and overthrow a U.S.-backed dictatorship. Now, if Iran can do that, then so can the people in Saudi Arabia, so can the people in other countries in which the United States is closely allied with the ruling governments. And this presents a threat to not just the U.S. interests, but to basically many interests. Israel's regional interests are endangered by an independent and powerful Iran as well.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for all of your insights on Iran, past and present, and the U.S. policy towards the country. That was Cyrus Safdari, independent analyst and IranAffairs.com blogger. Well,